This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Michael Smith hyphen Denslow, D like David, ENSLOW. Date of birth is 3/29/1973. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Smith Denslow, who has been a patient with this practice since 2013. He's had a kidney transplant. It was done 12/23/2010. And he was following with this office until his last visit of December 2nd of 2021. After that, he just didn't show up for appointments. He canceled and would not reschedule. He then stopped his immunosuppressant medications, which are Salfept and Prograf. And today he does not know the doses of these medications, but he will be calling this office and he will read the exact dosages on the bottles that he received when he was in St. Mary's for high potassium levels. And then we will reorder them for him. And the patient did not know how high the potassium levels were, but his lisinopril was held at that time due to the high potassium levels, and he did not restart it and has not restarted it. Currently, he's feeling fine, no kidney transplant tenderness, but he will need refills for the Prograf and the Salfept also. He states that he's lost 60 pounds over the last year with the use of Mounjaro, and he's quite happy about the weight loss. He's feeling better. He's got less back pain, less joint pain. He does have a history of bipolar disorder, and that seems well controlled with his current medications. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no kidney transplant tenderness, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, he is on Prograf and Salfept, and we're not sure of the exact doses. For pain, he uses extra strength Tylenol, up to 4 daily as needed for pain. He's on Lyrica, 150 milligram 3 times a day, Requip, 1 milligram at bedtime. He's on Humulin regular insulin with meals. He's on Mounjaro, 15 milligrams once weekly. Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligram daily. He occasionally uses over-the-counter Pepto-Bismol for nausea. I did caution him against that also because that's contraindicated with chronic kidney disease. Omeprazole, 40 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Effexor, XR, 75 milligram daily. Vitamin D, 50,000 units monthly. Physical exam, weight is 375 pounds. His previous weight was 406 when he was seen December 2nd of 2021, so he has lost a significant amount of weight. He must have weighed more within the last year in order to lose 60 pounds in a year. Pulse, 88. Blood pressure on the right forearm is 126 over 80. He does have a fistula and the left upper extremity still has a good thrill and brewery, non-tender. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no kidney transplant tenderness. And the transplanted kidney is in the right parapelvic area. He has lymphedema of the lower extremities that does not pit. And heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. He does appear alert and oriented. He's very cheerful and cooperative today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/25. I believe that's 10, actually I have labs from 10/9/2024, and the creatinine was 1.9, estimated GFR 42, electrolytes are normal, glucose was 85, calcium is 8.9, liver enzymes normal, albumin is 3.8, phosphorus is 4.5, magnesium 2.2. 10/10, we have a creatinine 2.19, estimated GFR 56, potassium 4.6, hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Urinalysis, 1 plus protein, negative for blood. And protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, minimal proteinuria of 0.18. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, a history of renal transplant, non-compliant with his anti-rejection medications for at least 2 years, but back on them now. We will continue once he calls us with the correct doses. 3, diabetic nephropathy. Continue to use Mounjaro to help with further weight loss. And the patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.